Republicans, who have not won a statewide election in nearly 20 years, are energized by the multiple scandals that are weakening current Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo's facing allegations of sexual harassment and an investigation by the state's attorney general, as well as a federal probe into how he and his top aides handled nursing home policy during the COVID-19 pandemic. He's also accused of improperly using staff to help him write a memoir that earned him $5.1 million. Cuomo, who denies that he did anything wrong, has made clear he does not intend to resign, and he hasn't changed his plans to seek a fourth term. But State Republican Party Chair Nick Langworthy sees an opportunity.
Well, good afternoon, everyone.
Langworthy stood outside the Capitol, where earlier an HBO film crew had staged scenes for an upcoming series about the Watergate burglary in 1972, an incident that eventually led to the resignation of President Richard Nixon.
It was just yesterday that HBO was right here filming a new series on Watergate. But in all reality, the real scandal is happening in these buildings, and it's happening as we speak right now.
Several candidates have already announced their intention to run for governor, including Andrew Giuliani, son of Rudy Giuliani, the former New York City mayor and personal lawyer to former President Donald Trump. Also running are the 2014 Republican candidate for governor and former Westchester County executive Rob Astorino and Lewis County Sheriff Michael Carpinelli. Langworthy says it's a positive sign for the party that multiple candidates have begun making campaign swings through New York and talking about why Cuomo should be replaced. But he says the GOP county chairs will meet in Albany on June 28th to try to agree on one candidate to face a Democratic opponent.
We are going to move forward, try to coalesce around a single candidacy, and build the strongest ticket we've had since 1994.
That's the year Republican George Pataki defeated the current governor's father, Mario Cuomo. Langworthy appears to be favoring Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin. Zeldin, 41, served in the U.S. Army in Iraq, and he was a state senator before his election to the House of Representatives.
I think Lee Zeldin's established himself as a front runner, I think pretty clearly, because he has amassed a lot of support and has raised a lot of funds.
Zeldin has raised $2.5 million. Any Republican candidate would face obstacles in a state that has a large Democratic Party enrollment advantage that's nearly doubled in size since the last time a GOP candidate won a statewide office in 2002. Zeldin is closely aligned with Trump, a polarizing figure who is unpopular among the largely Democratic voters in New York City. The congressman objected to the official certification of the 2020 election of Democrat Joe Biden on January 6th, but he did eventually acknowledge the legitimacy of Biden's presidency. Langworthy says the June 28th vote will be non-binding and the official nominating convention will not occur until February or March, but he says he does not think the party leaders will greatly alter their opinions in the next several months. In a statement, the campaign spokesman for Rob Astorino says Astorino's not giving up, even if party leaders choose Zeldin. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.